in high school? Were you like the nerd? Were you, I mean, what was it? You grew up in New Jersey. So what in the world?
I think we were all the nerds, right? We were all of us. As you know, I started as a ventriloquist. I was not Jeff Dunham level. I was a really crappy level, but I loved it. I loved puppetry, ventriloquism. I loved it. And that puppetry brought me into a magic shop to buy a better puppet, because it couldn't have been me. Had to be the lousy puppet. So I went searching and I saw all this magic stuff and I said, I'm going to do this. And magic became very easy to me. So I became I loved inventing new things. In high school, I was always inventing new magic effects. I was teaching magic at NYU. When I was 16 years old, I would go from high school in Montauk, New Jersey, and take the bus and teach at NYU. All the kids are older than me. But magic I was good at, and everything else I sucked at. So magic was the way to be, to feel special and to excel. And I got a lot of appreciation, that which motivates you even more. And I loved it. And I still love it, actually.
Well, one of the quotes that cracked me up that I found online was, it says, he was shy and a loner. The young Copperfield saw magic as a way to fit in and later to meet women. Now, I'm going to stop right here. So if you're going to want to meet women, I used to joke about this, that the best way to meet women is to become a ventriloquist. And of course, that's completely facetious. So was it really in your head? I can get chicks.
Isn't ventriloquism a birth control device?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
So later in life, because you are, one in 10 million of a guy that succeeds and women go, David Copperfield. Yeah. But before you were happily married, of course. Were girls really attracted to you in your early 20s because of the magic?
I think, when you need something to share and need something to kind of make you feel special, magic was really helpful in that way. It provided an excuse to communicate, and then it's up to you. But it was a good icebreaker, as they say.
Well, what's funny is you made the magician sexy. So whose idea was that? Because before you, it was what, Doug Henning, and he looked like Gallagher. So you kind of changed that mold, right?
Yeah.
Was it a stylist, or did you come up with it?
I think I lacked a stylist, actually. Go look at some of those tapes. Some of the haircuts were really, really special. And some of the clothing choices, not so good. But it kind of, it worked out okay. I always I've said this in interviews before. It's never been about the magic trick or fooling people. It was always about stories, about emotions. And, I always didn't look up to magicians as much as I looked up to Frank Sinatra or Dean Martin or Fred Astaire or, Gene Kelly. And they were all kind of romantic heroes. And I wanted to take magic and become something people could relate to. And my magic wasn't about vanishing a girl. It was vanishing an old girlfriend at a table and the memories of a thing like that, or doing the shower scene from Psycho, or it was a date with a magician where I cut somebody in half. It's kind of an MGM. It always had a theme to it and context. And that's what I did. And that was what kind of separated me a bit at that time.
Well, I must say, when you go to your show, it's like a great film. You're taken through those roller coaster of emotions. There's humor in it. There's some comedy in it. There's the tear jerking moments. There's the poignant moments. There's the amazing moments. And is that what lacks in a lot of performers, magicians, illusionists shows, is that they don't have that breadth of emotion? Because after I leave your show, I thought this was an amazing journey, viewing all this, seeing it all.
That's very kind. I think various magicians have their own style. If somebody's extremely funny, that might be enough. Somebody is very artistic and aesthetically beautiful and looks like a little piece of art, that's also okay. I try to do you talk about mind reading and so forth, where you're connecting with people with their thoughts and what they bring to the show. I love all those things, I wanted to do what every opening act that I could have would do. I'd want to be funny. I'd want to be emotional. I'd want to have all those things, because every single person I admired had a wide range of places the audience could go. And I love watching comedy. I love studying comedy. I love studying music and dance. And so combining those things, using magic as my kind of my hamburger there.